Yo, what's good? Episode 195 Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in weekly, salute. And just an episode, saw some topics you want to hear about. Salute to you as well. Like, share, subscribe, retweet, whatever you do to help support the podcast. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. First episode of the new year. Hope everybody had a safe Christmas, safe New Year's. Much success in the new year 2023. Glad to be here. And what better way to start off with a good friend of mine? Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for my friend, Miss Aisha Rush in the building.
Hi, y'all. What's up, Tyler?
Hello, Aisha. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up with you?
I'm good. How's life treating you?
It's going.
It's going.
It's going.
That's great to hear. So just a quick background. Can you let the people know who you are? If you want to get into what you do, business, if you want to do all that, just a quick introduction for the people, if you don't mind.
All right. Hey, everybody. My name is Aisha. I'm a candle business owner of Semi Sense. I make dessert candles, wax melts, and the single wick, 3 weeks, which are used to by another, you know, producer. But hey, that's what I do. I'm also a full-time flight attendant. So when I'm not making candles, I'm literally around the world. So that's what I do.
Literally around the world. If the phrase, you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
Mm.
Right. So, Aisha, I'm very, very happy to have you here. I'm glad you take the time out of your busy schedule to come on this podcast with.
Yes.
Because you could literally be anywhere you want to be right
anywhere.
Now. You could have been in New York, if you think you said New York.
It was supposed to be New York today.
So I can thankfully and gratefully say somebody chose me over being in New York City.
Of course.
That's dope. That's
but I'm dope. Not choosing you over Vegas, which I have the day after tomorrow. But okay, let's go.
I've been to Vegas. I just went to, I can't blame you.
Oh.
I can't blame you.
Okay.
I'll pick Vegas.
You can't spend too long out there in Vegas, though.
Nah.
2-3 days max. Other than that, it's time to go home.
I learned that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. Just to say how me and Aisha met, we met the, what are we, generation?
Is it Z or Z? 10?
10.
Who's 10?
I have no idea. I thought we were we're millennials, if you want to say.
We're millennials? Yeah, we are millennials.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. But the way me and Aisha met, the old-fashioned way, Twitter. Twitter a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Oh, listen.
That when Twitter was Twitter.
That was a time.
Yes.
That was before Black Twitter. That
yes.
was OG Twitter.
Before sensitive times.
Yes.
Like you can literally go on there and meet a stranger and y'all can communicate over the littlest things. And as you can see, me and Aisha still cool to this day.
We're still cool.
Shout out to Stevie J. Shout out to Jocelyn.
Listen. Hey, mate.
That's
I see you got on your mate outfit like you always do.
The fact that you remember that.
Of course.
When the last time you watched Love & Hip Hop?
The last time I watched Love & Hip Hop was maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years. It's not the same.
Yeah,
it's watered down.
Yeah.
It's scripted. It's not the same.
Those were the prime years for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. So, did you make a cameo on Love & Hip Hop one time?
It wasn't Love & Hip Hop. It was Greenleaf and Stars.
It was Greenleaf.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what actual scene. I remember that scene, but I forgot. I was like, dang, I should have went back and I'm going to do that.
You going to go back?
Yeah.
I'm cheesing like no other. And everybody who watched it like, why are you smiling? I'm like, because they told us to smile. Like, yeah. That's why.
That's a show. I remember I binge watched it. Yeah, that's a
Is
show.
Is it Stars or Star? You know what I'm talking about?
With Queen Latifah?
Yeah. What was that? I was on it.
I think it's Star, because Star is one of the girls' names.
Star was one of the girls. So it was Star. That was a cool process. It's just long.
Like for real?
You're there for hours only to make this little bit.
Yeah.
That's, get right. somebody else to do it.
So you never wanted to like pursue it anymore? You just?
Absolutely not. It was just something to do. I mean, I'm in Atlanta, so it's literally the city of opportunities.
Yeah.
So you just do stuff.
Okay.
You know.
So let's start there. Let's start with your candle business.
Okay.
Semi Sense. Let us know, how did you get into that? Because it's not, I don't want to say it's a popular field for people to jump into, but it's a very creative field for people to jump into. So what brought on that idea? When it started and all that?
So it was around the time during the pandemic, 2020, and I was sitting at home. I took a leave from flying. Nobody was flying. And if you were, it was very, very little. So I was able to take a leave, and I was in grad school at the time, too. And I was like, what if I don't get my job back? Because that was during the time of uncertainty. So no one really knew what was happening besides, like, day-to-day, hour-by-hour. So I didn't know if I was going to be a flight attendant anymore. So I was like, okay, what can I do to make money and actually like it and not start something and stop? So I'm a Southern Belle, true Southern Belle, and I love to bake. So I'm like, okay, I can sell cupcakes and cakes. And I'm like, Aisha, how you gonna ship that? Like, I just had to be realistic. So then I went to the list of, okay, what's universal that guys and girls would like, you know? And I came across candles. And not only candles, dessert candles. And with me being a baker at heart, I'm like, this is it. So I literally start prototyping. I prototype for like 5 months.
What's prototype?
Testing. Okay. So candles is like really a science. You have to know the math. You have to have the math right. Just the fragrance low. Because if you don't, you're going to blow somebody's house up. And I'm not even joking. Like, a candle will catch a fire. And so you just have to make sure you're measuring everything right. So that's how I started and I took off. And I wasn't really sure the type of feedback I was going to get from it. Because, you know, everyone starts a business. Everyone gets the LLC. But a lot of people don't do anything with it.
Right.
So I'm 2 years in, almost three. So I'm like, okay, I got it.
Yeah, congratulations on that too. Thank by the way, you. Like you said, a lot of people start stuff and don't finish it. So it's dope to see that. Where the name came from?
Simi. So when I was in middle school, we taking it back.
Yeah.
I was in middle school. My close friends used to call me Simi based off my middle name, and
you don't got to tell us your middle name.
I wasn't going to do that anyway, you know. Now, you know better. Wasn't going to do that anyway. So they called me that based off my middle name. And when I was prototyping names, I'm like, what can it be called? Like, I want it to be like me. But I don't want it to be, like, cliche.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Simply Sense by Aisha.
Yeah.
And with my picture on it, like, I didn't want that. So that's how it came about.
All right, so sticking with the candle business, you're almost three years into it. Along the way, because I know you post on social media, and that's really, I mean, I know you got your job, so you interact with people every day, but social media is where you show people the product, promote the product. So how is that jumping into it? Let's start with just the mindset of, okay, I'm getting into the candle business and the baking business, because I told you once, I thought you was doing the thing of, I don't know if you saw like videos of people, they make cakes and it look like a shoe.
Yeah.
And they cut into like, oh, it's a cake.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking you're doing that with candles. Like, oh, she got a banana pudding candle, but you have the banana pudding. It looked like banana pudding, but it's a candle.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, I'm baking banana pudding. I'm like, oh. So I didn't know it was, two things. I'm thinking, oh, she got banana pudding style candle, but
yes,
you like, no, I'm baking. I'm thinking you, for some reason, I thought it was just a candle.
It is.
But you baking banana pudding.
No.
Not banana pudding, but you baking something, but it's a candle. So I'm saying, can they eat? Is it an edible?
No.
Explain this for me, please. Cause I still don't understand. Because I see you have desserts.
Yes.
And you have candles.
Yes.
But you don't have, like, the dessert with the candle in it.
No.
I thought you did.
That's not possible. It just looks like, it looks edible.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. It just looks edible.
Okay.
So what I do when I'm marketing, I will take the actual dessert.
Okay.
And I'll place it around.
That's what had me.
I place it around and then I'll make it in candle form.
That's what had me tripping then.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm thinking, I'm like, damn. Like. Okay. But sticking with that social media. What was your mindset jumping into it, knowing that people can go to a Bath & Body Works, they can go to the Target, Walmart to get candles. So what was your mindset of, okay, I start this business, it's a very popular item that I'm promoting and, you know, allowing people to purchase. So what was your mindset of not going into competition, but let me separate myself from basically the competition? What was your thought process?
So out of the almost 3 years I've been in business, the only time I have had doubts with it, like being like scared with social media, is only like twice.
Okay.
The personality and the mindset that I have is like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And if they want to support, they're going to support. So that's something I pride myself on. Like, I literally just jumped out there. I don't have a marketing manager or anything, content manager. I don't have anything. I do all that by myself.
Okay.
While I'm flying, like, most of the time, on my breaks, I'm promoting. I'm working, but I'm promoting because
you got to do what you got to do.
That's what you got to do, yeah. And it's only me. So I just did it.
Yeah. That's the thing I like to promote on this podcast. You just got to do it.
You just got to do it.
No matter what it is, whether you're doing that's it for right. free, you're doing it to make some money, you got to do it.
You got to do it.
Because nothing's going to happen if you don't do it, right?
Scared money don't make no money.
Scared, hey, that's the truth.
Better know I know it.
So you brought some candles with you.
I did.
So just show this ain't no fake. Can I please see one and...
Sure. Okay. So I'm going to show yours first. Okay.
I'm buying it too. It's not like I'm like, hey, I'm coming on my podcast, bring me a candle. I'm purchasing these candles too, by the way. So
this one, this is from my Savage collection.
Savage. I'm a savage.
We know. That's why I made it for the guys. Savages. Real big.
We'll get bad. We'll get on that later.
Ace of Spades. Oh my gosh. I can't say that. But. Smell it.
All right. It's the test, y'all.
It's the test.
Let me see.
That's Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades. It's the size. And I'm a candle person, and this is a good size for a single wick, too, by the way.
Yes. Very it.
Whoa.
Yes. You like that?
It is official.
You like that?
It's official. As Ace a dude, as a dude who hates, I'll say it, teak wood, mahogany. As a dude that hates that, this is a great, I wouldn't even say a good alternative. I'd rather pick this over teak wood.
So to touch on teak wood, I dislike that scent.
I hate it.
But I have it in my store because guys buy it.
Yeah.
Personally, I do not like it. But if you like Blue by Chanel, I think it's Blue de Chanel or something like that, cologne by the men, you're going to like Ace of Spades.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, this is gray sweatpants.
Whoa.
Gray.
What a name for a
gray
candle.
Gray sweatpants. You know, Saturday, you throw on those gray sweatpants and do what it do.
That's what they say.
That's what it is. It's gray sweatpants. Yeah. It's giving gray sweatpants.
Yeah.
Listen.
And it looked like the presentations would get me as simple.
Simple. You like guys. Guys are simple.
You got the brand name. You got the name. You got online. You got how many the ounces. Simple. That's all I need. Simple. And it's black.
So. And it's black.
It's fire.
Yeah. I really like gray sweatpants. The Ace of Spades is new, but that's my OG. I like that one.
I like this. Yeah. So, with that, because I'm going to stick with this for a minute.
I got one more.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
So, you won't be confused any longer.
Okay.
This is actually for your mother.
Oh.
Okay. I sealed it so the smell can stay.
She's going to love this.
So that's cinnamon buns.
And my grandma in town, too.
Oh, so I sealed it so the smell can stay in there. But it's, oh, my God, it smells so yummy. I love it.
This looks like a dessert.
Somebody bit into it. And it wasn't funny at the time. But
this is amazing, Asia. I ain't even saying this because you're my friend. This is incredible.
You know what? Poke a hole in it so you can get a smell.
I'm going to wait.
You going to keep it?
I'm going to text you later. I'm going to be like, yo. Got one. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna even do that.
Yeah.
That's dope. So, coming off of that, me being somebody that likes candles, enjoy candles, we want to, candles are something that we want to go to the store. We want to smell it then.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you come about promoting it in a way where people like, I'm gonna take that chance on getting this, even though, like I said, I don't like some smells that other people like. So, how do you think about that? Like, you think about that or you get other people's opinion before you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I might test my little sister's nose if she comes over. But other than that, it's just really my nose. And my nose is very sensitive.
Yeah.
So with my dessert candles, that's way easier to sell.
Yeah.
Because it's a visual.
Yeah.
Like, of course, cinnamon buns. You know what cinnamon buns smell like.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want that.
Okay.
Any other candle, like dessert candle that I have, if you know what it looks like, it smells like, then the candle's going to smell like that. But I will say it is some creators that create candles that look like lamb chops and smells like lemon. That is not me. I am not that girl. I will not do that to y'all. It's very creative, but I won't do that to y'all. As far as the other candles, like strawberry pound cake, that's a very popular scent at Bath & Body Works. I have that in my store. It's identical.
Yep.
I love it. It is my best seller. So things that people are familiar with, they're going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
As far as things like that, gray sweatpants, Ace of Spades, the guys really don't know. So when I promote that, I mostly use my face.
Mm-hmm.
I use my social media.
Yeah.
And one of the things I struggled with as a business owner was keeping my business separate from my personal pages.
Right. Yeah.
I wanted to do that because – essentially, in my professional life, I'm a flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even have that on there.
Yeah.
Unless you know. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So sticking with social media, I think this is probably the last bit of, I got this and something else about the candles. Have you figured out this whole algorithm thing with social media, like reels?
It changes month by month, honestly, from Instagram to TikTok. And TikTok is where my videos went viral. I'm still working on Instagram, but it changes.
Yeah.
So you just got to keep up with the trending sounds
mm-hmm.
and just keep posting. But it changes. I had it down packed a couple of months ago where everything I post was.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like, what's the trending sound?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to catch up.
Yeah.
So it varies.
All right. So last thing with the candles. Can you give, like, any advice to people, entrepreneurs, if they want to get in the candle business, clothing? What's the best advice you can give an entrepreneur?
Write it down. Most importantly, write it down. Because if it's in your head, it's just going to be there. Write it down. Manifest it. Bring it to reality. And start testing. Like, you want to sell shirts. Practice making shirts. Like, don't just be like, okay, I want to do shirts. I want to sell shirts. And then don't even do it until the last moment. And then now your shirt's messed up. You got a faulty product. And you don't told all these people you about to start a shirt business. You know, you can't do that. So take the time, write it out, plan it, and test your product. Test, test, test.
Right.
Because if I did not test, let me tell you something. I'll be getting sued. I'm not lying. Because candles is the dessert candles, you can make it all pretty, but they require maintenance. Trim your wigs. I don't know who needs to hear this, but trim your wig. Trim your wig. It helps.
Trim your wig in more ways than just candles.
Wig, not oh. wig.
Oh. I was about to say.
Who wig are you trimming? Wig?
Are you throwing the energy on?
I'm just saying. You was like, train your wheel. I was like,
who?
Okay, we just, all right.
Anyways, let's go to flight attendant life.
Oh, let's talk about it.
All right, so you've been doing this for how long?
3 years, almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm. How that came about? Was that the initial plan, like in school, growing up, college? Was that your plan? I'm going to be flight attendant. Or did you have to change career paths? How did that go?
I definitely had to change career paths. I had no desire to become a flight attendant. And when I first started out with my academic summary, I was nursing. I thought I wanted to be a nurse until I spent those 12 hours in the hospital. I've worked in hospitals, rehabs, group homes. I then transferred over to mental health, and it drained me. So shout out to the nurses and even the teachers, because I worked with kids before.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, that's not for the weak.
Yeah, my mom does that. She's been doing that for 20
my mom does too.
Yeah.
And it's always something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's, shout out to y'all.
Yeah,
but one thing I am thankful of that I actually went to school and worked at the same time. So I didn't just put all my eggs in one basket and then got to the end and realized that I really didn't like nursing. I would have hated that for me, and a lot of people do that. So I am grateful for that. But in the midst of me doing that, I went from nursing to mental health, and then I started traveling. Once I got in college, I started traveling a little bit more. And I was just on the planes and stuff like that. Even then, I still had no desire to become a flight attendant. Until I started. She got flued out. I've been flued out. Okay, don't listen. Hopefully every girl has. And if they y'all haven't, I mean, it's okay. Buy your own ticket. But it's a nice experience. What?
I didn't say nothing.
Well, why are you looking like that?
Oh, my bad. I was looking at myself.
Oh, okay. It's a nice experience. But anyway, I was almost done with my bachelor's degree at the time, and my friend worked for the airline. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm tired of buying tickets. I could be getting discounts and stuff like that. And I originally wanted to be a gate agent. I didn't even want to be a flight attendant.
Okay.
I wanted to work the gates and come home.
And this is when you're about to board your flight and the people that work in the gate?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I work in mental health. And if you've ever been in a gate area,
mm-hmm.
how some of those people act up there.
I see videos.
And, listen.
Yeah.
They got the right one. I would have been the right one up there. But hey. So I took a shot and I applied for it and I got it. And I did not realize how competitive the aviation industry is, and I did not know that my airline was so superior. I will say that.
They are.
superior, meaning it's harder to get in to my airline than it is Harvard. They did a study.
Whoa.
Yes. That's what they saying.
I never would have thought.
That's what they saying. They did a study, and they saying it's harder to get where I am than Harvard. That's wild.
Like to get a like to apply and get accepted.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, congratulations and I also, on that.
Right. God damn. So, and I also didn't realize how many people like they wanted this. Mm-hmm. I wasn't that girl. You know how you grow up and be like, "Oh my gosh, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a nurse." Mm-hmm. I never was like, "I want to grow up and be a flight attendant." But some people, this is their dream to be. Mm-hmm. A flight attendant, to be a pilot. That's not me. But I got it. I did it. And I love it. I really do. I have a great career. It's flexible. I have no kids. So it just makes it so much better to, like, come and go as I please. Oh, let me touch on that. So this is so random. But somebody wrote me and was like, "Do you know I thought you was a scammer? Because you was taking all these trips until I seen you in your flight attendant uniform." He was like, "You know we in Atlanta. That's what people do."
Huh?
That's wild. I look like a scammer? I look like you could be a scammer?
If you followed me on Instagram and I go to your page.
Go to my page. And
I wouldn't say scammer, but I've been like,
I'm talking about personal, not my business. Because scammers have businesses too.
Yeah.
But they do.
I don't spend money with everybody, so that's me.
That's true.
Even if you were a scammer, you weren't about to scam me because I'm not about to give up no money like that.
So if you were to come to my page, you went, okay, that's good.
In terms of, like, for me to get your attention, like I said, I'm going to scope you out a minute, but I wouldn't say scammer.
He thought I was a scammer. He was like, because you're always traveling and taking trips. Yeah, that's where I was going with it.
So I know that was the qualities of or the ultimate scammer. I thought they'd just be low-key. If I was a scammer, I'd be more low-key than anything. I'll go on trips, but I wouldn't be posting.
If I was a scammer, let me tell you something. Y'all wouldn't even see me.
Yeah, like, I'd be low-key. Like, thinking with flight attendant life, what is some things that you went, your experience, what has it taught you throughout the process of just applying, getting accepted, knowing that the Harvard survey, I didn't know nothing about that,
mm-hmm.
and dealing with the people on the plane, and what has it taught you that you didn't think, like, whoa, I really learned something from just getting on a plane, taking care of people, going on trips. You wouldn't think, like, yo, I learned something from this. What have you?
I would say to be more culturally aware. because every day or every time I work, I come in contact with so many different races. Mm-hmm. And it's certain things you can't say or do. Like, let's say you're walking down the aisle. I'm going to give you an example. And we're on a flight to Tokyo. Okay. I think it's Tokyo.
That's on my bucket list, too.
Tokyo, mine, too. I want to ride the go-karts.
I want to see it.
I think they
night.
Stopped it once COVID hit. Mm. I don't know if it's back yet, though. I got to research. But let's say you're walking down the aisle, and you know how your bag is supposed to go all the way under the seat. All the way under the seat.
Let me write that down.
Please, write it down.
I got to talk to you about something with that.
And I might take my foot and move the scrap up under the seat and out the aisle. You can't do that on those types of flight, like in the Asian and the Japanese culture, because that's disrespectful. To use your feet, that's disrespectful. Mm. They're very humble people. So it's just certain things you can't say or do. So that's one thing I learned. People traveling with kids, bless y'all heart. Let me tell you something. I done seen some stuff. And it's rough. I don't see how y'all do it. But it made me be more appreciative that I don't have kids. It's not necessarily good or bad. It's just kids are busy.
Yeah.
Imagine having a two-year-old on a 10-hour flight.
Yeah.
Kids are busy. So I've been that flight attendant. Well, I'll pick your baby up. We walking down the aisle. We going to the back. We get snacks. And it just makes me more appreciative, like I said, that I don't have kids, because I'm not ready for that yet. But to the ones that do it, hats off to you. You guys are amazing. See, I wasn't
I'm just making
trying
sure.
to be funny. Yeah, no, I'm not like that.
I'm just making sure.
Another thing is how entitled people can be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. And sneaky. Sneaky.
Like workers or
passengers.
Passengers, okay.
You could be conversing with a passenger, and they'd be like, here, take my business card. They give me the business card with this hand, but on this hand, it's a ring finger. Sneaky.
Business card? We handling the business.
We wasn't talking about no business. And the type of business they was trying to conduct, no. So I learned that a lot. And just different stuff. Yeah, and flights.
Okay.
They vary from the people.
So like I said, I had to write this down about the bags. Why, when you get on a flight, because I ain't glad like I just be flying out like that. I just started back last year. It don't make no sense. If I'm sitting in D39 or whatever, why am I being above me or across from me can't be just assigned to that seat? Why? If I'm sitting back here in the back, nobody 10 rows ahead of me should have their bag back there where I'm at.
Okay. Let's talk about it. I'm so glad you brought this up. So, a lot of people don't realize it, and they can't wrap their head around it. When you buy a ticket for any airline, and it's not private, it's public transportation. A lot of people don't realize that. You pay for the seat. Mm-hmm. You do not pay for the bin. So, what we come in contact with a lot of times as flight attendants, people are, like, sitting in C-28. And they feel like they have to put their bag right above their seat. No, you put it in any available bin space. That's how it goes. You pay for the bin. You pay for the seat, not the bin. Now, if you're in first class and another part of the cabin, it is a designated area where you put your bags. But everywhere else, you just put it up there. Just remember where you put your bag. It's okay, I promise you. If your bag is a row over, it's fine, baby. It's going to be okay. I'm going to still get you your cookies and Coke. I promise. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. Fun fact, I just feel like I'm at the point. I'm terrified if I don't have a carry-on. I'm scared I'm going to land in my location, and if I don't have a carry-on, they'll be like, oh, y'all bag's been delayed. Y'all got to come back. We're going to call y'all, let y'all know when y'all – if I'm out of town, because I've heard people say that, yeah, I went to such and such and my bag didn't get there in time. I had to go back the next day. I had to run to the Walmart or something to pick up. Just something to hold me over to my bag. I'm terrified of that happening.
I haven't checked a bag in almost 4 years. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen in transit. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. And I don't know if y'all paid attention. If you do have a window seat and you just get on that plane and you sit down, look out that window and see how they handle those bags.
Yeah.
Bring a carry-on.
Yeah.
Please. It's just pack what you need to pack. Abide by the 311 rule. Bring a carry-on. This is coming from a flight attendant.
All right. So you said during the pandemic, you weren't working there as frequent, you said?
Yeah, no. I took the leave.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, and
I thought because, you know, people were still flying. I thought that was, like, the main time people were sneaking on. You know, they go to the airport empty, they go to their flight. They the only ones there. They still had to wear the mask and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you were working during the pandemic.
No, I was fortunate enough to be home during the pandemic.
Okay.
But it also was just a scary time because we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And my airline was one of the airlines that did not furlough.
Okay.
So there was a blessing. So we were able to be, you know, out on leave still, you know.
Yeah.
And it was nice. It was nice to be home, but it was a bittersweet time because a lot of people lost their loved ones.
Yeah, it was tragic.
And, you know, it was a very tragic time. Yeah. So it was just the unknown. And then I think, too, I feel like, this is just my opinion, that's how I got over here.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling.
Oh, yeah.
So
cruises, I want to say. That's what they was telling us.
You know,
us.
So it was just, I'm glad I didn't have to be in the mix. But when I did have to go back to work, y'all, I was so sad. Because I had been home for like 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the time I started my business. I was in grad school, and it was just a time for me to reset. And I didn't realize how hard I was going, mm-hmm. working school, until I just paused.
Yeah.
I needed that personally, and I think a lot of people did. And that's
absolutely
when they tapped into their creative side.
Absolutely.
And what they're meant to be doing.
Facts.
So. All
right. So, Aisha, you own a candle company.
Mm-hmm.
Flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
Be in New York one day, Italy the next, California, Brazil, wherever you want to be in life.
Mm,
so after all that, after a long day, after a long day of work, checking up on candle orders and flight attendant life, who's Aisha on the phone with telling them about her day, how her day went? You know what I'm asking you.
You?
Whoa.
I'm just playing. But I do call you sometimes, and we do talk about, you know, my guy problems and stuff like that. So, y'all, Tyler, I spill the tea with him. Okay, like, he know me. And we have our little talks about, you know, how guys are and stuff like that.
I be trying to hold us down, but she be coming back with information. I'm like, bro, I can't say nothing. I can't fight it, man. Because I've done it before, or I'm like, bro, it's just no way you can win this. Just got to save face. I be trying, y'all. I be like, tell me what, bro. Like, let me think from a dude perspective how he thinking. She tell me, I be like,
right. Because y'all be acting like savages. Just like this collection, the Savage Collection. Be acting like savages. Like with your gray sweatpants on.
That's in my past life. I've grown since.
Right.
I've grown.
Well, your peers have not. But I don't have a special someone. I am dating.
That's good.
It's been fun after being in a relationship off and on for some times. It's nice to date. It's been cool. And with that, I'm learning what I like and what I don't like. And you know that. You know me. So that's how it is. I'm dating. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies date. Go outside. Date. Make sure he got some money, though. What? You have to.
But why y'all just lead with that? I tell my coworkers and my friend, like, that's cool. We know we need money. But why that's got to be the, like, we get it. We need money.
I'm going to talk about me. Coming from me, a woman that I hold it down, I got me. I need somebody that's here.
Yeah.
I stand on
that's
up here. If I'm here, I want him here with leadership. And it doesn't always have to be money.
That's my only thing.
It doesn't always have to be. I got my own money. But if you want, listen, dating is so much fun. You see how happy I got? Dating is so much fun when both of y'all got money. Like, oh my gosh, I be out here having a ball.
I ain't lying. You should.
I be having a ball. Then when they got a passport, fun times.
Yeah. So.
What?
We talk about this a lot, though. So I ain't going to act like I just quiet. Like, I come back and be like, come on, Aisha. Now, you got to. Money is money. But at the end of the day, if bruh were to go in or get a phone call, hey, y'all, we having cuts, you know, you still can be there to hold him down. That's at the end of the day. That's
absolutely.
At the end of the day, that's why I'm like, that's my thing. I'm like,
if
okay,
you my man,
the money is the money, but just know
absolutely
that shit can come and go.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm independent and I'm not dependent. If a woman was dependent and that happened, what y'all gonna do? To do everything.
Oh, that ain't gonna happen. I ain't gonna have no dependent woman.
See, there we go.
I thought you meant like she. Mm-mm. Oh, okay. No, I don't know. I don't deal with that. I'm too old for that. Period. I can spot that out easily. But it's nice to be like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Even if we not clicking in terms of we go date, but just nice to know like, okay, we can have a good time together, me and you. On camera too, by the way, doing.
Oh,
we can have a good time together. The money part ain't even the thing. It's like I'm getting to know you more, and at the end of the day, the money.
The money is the money.
That's
cool.
My thing.
Yeah,
that's
you're absolutely
thing.
Right,
but
Tyler.
I don't do that needy. Like that's why I tell people in this day and age we so influenced by social media and all that. So just because a person say something about dating, they get these likes and shares. That's not law.
Mm-mm.
Just because they are voicing their opinion how they think it should go, that don't mean that's that's how all men
Mm-mm.
And that's the biggest problem I think for our generation, this social media thing. Because if I don't know you, what else I got to based off on?
I do not like guys that are heavy on social media.
Like, I can't.
I don't.
Like, they be like, don't judge me off what I post. What am I supposed to judge you off
right.
of? Like, I don't
because
be
you're
around.
You're acting like a hoodlum, posting certain stuff. I don't like the ones that post, and be saying crazy stuff.
Yeah,
because that'll
corny.
Get you punched in your forehead.
That's
messing
corny.
With me.
It's corny.
I hate it.
And I say it time, and not to act like I'm the coolest dude in the world or nothing, but that would make it hard for dudes that genuinely want to treat a woman right and approach a woman a certain way. It's like, dang, I can't do that cause old dude be talking about it, and she probably think all dudes. And so, fellas, just find what worked for you. That's the best I can give you.
And don't ask a woman when is she gonna take you out.
Nah.
Oh my
you
gosh.
You know what? We had
don't
that,
do that.
We had that conversation.
Yes, we
not
did.
Not me asking a woman when she go, I ain't asked that. But we was talking about y'all wanting to go out with this chick and she not making it seem like she wanna go out. So, one, I just cut her off because she wasn't talking about nothing, no way. But
moving on.
Like I just said earlier, that phrase for us dudes that they always drill in our head, ladies, if he want to, he will. Mm. It is true.
Yep.
Because I wanted to and I did. And then when I didn't want to, I didn't. So, that is true.
Period.
I got to give y'all a salute on that. Y'all right about that. Because if I don't want to, I really don't.
Mm-mm.
I'll say it, but
and don't care nothing about it.
In my mind, I'd be like, I really don't want to do that, so I'm not gonna even act like I want to do that. So I just, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you just gotta know what you want, know what you like. At the end of the day,
that's why you gotta date somebody else.
And by
the way,
Aisha is the reason why, or one of the reasons why I had that red hair phase. For y'all that wonder about that, yeah,
I'm the reason.
You one of the reasons.
Why?
I just graduated high school. I just got active on Twitter, and I was like, who is this girl on my timeline with this red hair with these braces?
Ooh.
I was like, let me go through a little red. So for people, it's a thing, like, that red hair, it's still you and Keisha Cole.
Period.
Yeah.
Did Keisha close her gap, or did she open it back up?
Oh, she closed.
But she opened it back up, I thought, for a movie. Like recently.
Oh, I ain't seen it.
Oh, you gotta check it out. But that was random, but yeah. I just thought about that. The red hair phase, that was my savage era.
I believe it.
Fun times.
I believe it.
Fun times.
So just last thing on that, and going back to the candles, is that something you look for in a guy?
What's that?
Supporting your business?
Yeah, listen, if you deal with me, you better support me. And I mean that. Like, you're not finna be around me in my space and all that. You better. Because if you don't, bye.
I agree.
You know, and it's just law. And it should be vice versa.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So, that's I can't have you around and you don't even, you don't know nothing about what I got going on. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But people do that. People sleep in the same bed with each other every night and people like that. So, I ain't got nothing to do with it, though.
Facts. All right, so to end this, I have three questions for you. Three questions, not no generic questions. These are questions directly for you.
Okay. Right.
So, first, if you would like anybody to be SemiSense brand ambassador, who would it be?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't even thought about that. But if I could, like somebody from social media?
Social media, celebrity, whatever you want to, athlete, whatever.
It would probably be... what's her name? Kay Hood, the one that reviews the food and stuff like that.
Fit check.
Her. I would like for her to do it because she is honest, she's raw, and she's so funny.
Yeah.
And I would like that.
Just the one that she talked fast, like, motherfucker.
Yeah. The,
she got the locks.
Yes.
Fun fact, before I went to Puerto Rico, I went on YouTube, like Puerto Rico vlogs, and her vlog is the one I watched before I went to Puerto Rico.
Wow. Yeah,
I know I see her videos about food and all that, but just so happened that when I went on YouTube and searched it, her video popped up. I feel like she'll give me a good.
Yeah. Like, she's so real and raw.
Yeah.
And I've been watching her too, like her come up. I'm proud of her. I don't even know her.
That's how it be though.
Yeah.
In this day and age, you see people like Desi Banks and see people.
Dez is so funny.
You know, DC, like, people that we saw, like, Vine days. And
oh,
just,
my gosh. And Vine was on, 6 seconds?
Yeah, it was quick.
And had us in a chokehold.
Yeah. Crazy that's how that worked, right?
That's OG times.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Going back to dating.
Okay.
It don't have to be long, but what is something that you love that men do, hate that men do, and feel like we can improve on?
I love when a man knows how to lead. Let me tell you something. If you can lead and I don't have to go behind you and fact check, that's just such a turn on. What else I love about a man? Oh, a man that smells good. That just do something to my spirit when a man is just, coming there smelling like Chanel, Dior, Tom Ford, all that. That does something to me. But so that's what I like. What's something I don't like? How men can be nonchalant. I hate that.
That's me.
I know. I know. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting better at that, though.
Please work on that.
I am. I'm trying. Okay. I just like to, I don't feel, I just said to someone, I hate to feel like I'm bothering somebody. That's my thing. I don't want to be like.
Well, ask them.
You know I will.
Yeah. Communication.
Yeah.
So communication, and when guys are like nonchalant and that don't know how to properly communicate, I hate that. You know.
So that's something we can work on as well.
Communication. Right. Top dollar. Work on it.
All right.
Yeah.
Last question. If you can change anything about the flying experience, what would it be?
I was about to say something, but it wasn't polite. If I could change anything about the flying experience, what would it be? This is real simple. Boarding. Boarding is hectic. I would prefer we go back to how it used to be when COVID hit. We boarded from the back of the aircraft to the front.
Okay.
Now it's first class, service members, army people and stuff like that. And then it goes.
Yeah.
But during COVID, it was the back to the front. It flowed and it was great. Now it is back to what it used to be, a mess. So, yeah, something simple is boarding.
All right. Yeah. Well, Aisha, I appreciate you for coming through. Taking time out your schedule. Before we leave, can you just give the people some advice? Just like life motivation, just something to leave the episode on a positive note.
My advice to you guys is to keep going. Write down what you want, act on it, and go get it. Because if you don't, it'll never happen. Scared money don't make no money.
Facts.
And that's what I'm gonna leave with.
Well, all right. Well, this has been another episode of Stash House Podcast. The first guest to bring me gifts, too, by the way.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it feels so special.
Yeah, so make sure you guys shop with her. Send me cents. I'll leave your link and everything in the bio.
Okay. And follow me too on my social medias. My TikTok is SimmySense. My Instagram is SimmySense. My personal is Rushway. So follow me. That's how I look.
Another episode of Stash House Podcast. Make sure you guys go out. Have a great work week, great school week. Stay safe, stay warm, drink plenty of water. Keep me in your prayers. I do the same for y'all. Salute.
Bye.